All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Another year and another disappointing playoff exit for the Washington Nationals. Now, the Nats were eliminated from the postseason last week, this time at the hands of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And if you look over the last 5 years for the Nationals, three NL East titles, one in 2012, one in 2014, and then, of course, this season. Each time around, they had a different manager leading the way, and each time the results were the same. They could not get past the divisional round in the postseason. The Nats won 98 games in 2012. They had a 2-1 series lead over the St. Louis Cardinals before they lost the last two, and they lost game five that year after establishing a big lead early on. You go back to 2014, the Nats had the best record in the NL. They hosted the wildcard winning San Francisco Giants, and they dropped the first two games at home in spite of the fact that they avoided having to face Madison Bumgarner to game three, but they still fell to the Giants in four games. This time around, the Nationals had home field advantage once again, and they built a 2-1 lead over the Los Angeles Dodgers, and then they lost game four in LA, and then they lost game five at home the other night. Dusty Baker did a good job in his first year in Washington as the Nats won 95 games, but neither he nor the Nationals could get it done in the postseason. And plain and simple, this has been an underachieving team. And to me, one of the guys that you have to spotlight on this is outfielder Bryce Harper. Harper could do no wrong in 2015 as he was the National League MVP. He batted over 300, he hit 42 home runs, and he drove in 99 runs, but the Nationals only won 83 games. This time around, Washington did sign former New York Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy to provide protection for Harper in the lineup. And whereas Murphy had an MVP caliber season, the same could not be said for Harper, as he only batted 243 in the regular season to go along with 24 home runs and 86 runs batted in, while he followed that up by only batting 235 in the postseason. Starting pitcher Max Scherzer was not able to rise to the occasion in this series for the Washington Nationals. And those are two big guys that Washington needed to step up at the forefront for them, and it simply did not happen. Now, I don't see this team going away anytime soon, because they will be competing for a postseason spot once again in 2017. It's just going to be interesting to see how things play out. Washington already has $98 million committed to payroll next year, and it's going to be interesting to see how general manager Mike Rizzo sets things up, because you look at Washington, and to me, they need another starting pitcher. And on top of that, they need help at catcher, because catcher Wilson Ramos is going to be out for at least 6 to 8 months as he recovers from a torn ACL. The talent is still there with Harper, Murphy, Jason Worth, Ryan Zimmerman. You also have Anthony Rendon and Danny Espinosa there as well. But the bottom line is, Washington's problems are not in the regular season. They are when the bright lights are on them and when people expect them to do something, and they simply have not been able to get it done. And this is something that has plagued this organization going back to their days as the Montreal Expos, as they've only won one postseason series for the entire history of the franchise, and that goes all the way back to the 1981 divisional series. The bottom line is, the Nationals need to find a way, and they must learn how to win when the spotlight is on them. You can expect another push from the New York Mets next season when the 2017 MLB season rolls around, and who's to say that the Philadelphia Phillies, Miami Marlins, and Atlanta Braves won't push the Washington Nationals as well for the NL East crown. So you can't keep taking these opportunities for granted, and at some point that title window is going to close for the Nationals. And at that point, if that's what happens, they simply can only look back and say, what could have been. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping today's action from week 6 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.